This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
Let's see now. It's fascinating to me as we as I'm looking at the Shepard Smith report. Travel agents in Minnesota are warning people who are coming here for the game on Sunday that we're not nice people. We're very nice people here. I don't know what they're talking about. They should apologize to us, those jerks.
Yeah, and, you know, even...
Hey, travel agents, kiss my rear end. We're nice.
And even...
I'll show you nice. Come here. You goofy accent. I don't know why we have that reputation. It's so mean.
I have no idea. I can't
really
imagine.
Don't like it. It's not right.
That's not right. Even...
Hey, don't you know? I'll give you the back of my hand. I'll show you nice. Don't you know? Come here, don't you know? I'll show you friendly.
We have bowling alleys.
Yeah, yeah, we have bowling alleys. They're for people that don't have, you know, girlfriends like you. But that's okay, don't you know? It's all good. Hey, take your stupid dog face off. We're very nice here. I don't know why we get this reputation, Dawn. It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right at all.
And Philadelphia police they responded to this and said, look, it's perfectly safe. We have a lot of officers in uniform, undercover. You're very safe. Like, yeah. They're thinking, what are you saying that we're not safe? That's an insult to our police and law enforcement, too.
Right.
They felt insulted.
It is. The one tip I would give our good friends from Minnesota is this. Don't drink soda while you're here. Just stay away from the soda. That's the only thing I can tell you is the soda.
It's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, just walk away from the Coca-Cola. And also, the bathrooms are welcoming. Any gender, you just walk right in. You know?
That's right.
Oh, don't you know? You can go in the boys' room, don't you know?
And if you come here as an illegal alien, it's a sanctuary city.
Sanctuary city,
so
right?
You
don't have to leave. Yeah. You stay here. Yep. You know, it's everybody wins.
We welcome you with open arms.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, whatever you got to do. So come on. Welcome.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's the update from Minnesota. 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 Hey, don't drink any soda while you're here, Minnesota.
Apparently they were comparing us to gangs.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, like Eagles fans are like gangs. You know, like we have the gang mentality. So apparently it's scaring the poor Viking fans away.
All right, and if one more person makes a "we throw snowballs at Santa" reference, I'm going to lose it.
What was that like 40 years ago or something?
I believe it was 1847 in some sort of a match. Yeah, some sort of a cricket match or something. that has become one of those exaggerated, like Washington cutting down the cherry tree kind of a things. You know?
Yeah, give me a break.
But happy to throw a snowball at your face if you would like to see how it's done.
Well, it's going to be 50 degrees, so no snowballs.
Yeah, no snowballs, right? They're scaring these poor Minnesotans, too, and they're going to come here. They're all going to be like, oh, all these nice Eagles fans. Hi, we're Bob and Ginny. We like the Eagles, too, don't you know? Yeah, I'm not buying it. What's with the dog faces that these people wear, these Vikings fans? What is that? What is that about?
No, we're wearing the dog faces.
No, I'm sorry, not the dog faces, the purple. What's with them wanting to paint the town purple? What's that
about?
Because
the Vikings colors are purple.
No, but they want to paint the town, they're saying. Like, they want to put purple colors all over everything.
Because it's their colors.
Your buddy Jim Donovan wore a dog face this morning on the news. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's an Eagles fan.
I know, but I'm saying it's, you know, it's a dog face. But if they come here and they try to paint our town purple, I wouldn't go there and try to paint their town green. You know what I mean? So,
by the way, do Vikings wear purple? Like, where does that come from?
Yeah, where did that come from? I don't even know.
Transgender Vikings.
Oh, they're all, let's paint the town purple, don't you know? And try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, try it. Go down to the South Philly and paint it purple. See how that works out for you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Do you have your dog face for the weekend?
Nope.
So my son, I ordered him a Nick Foles jersey today for Patrick. I did, because we had a jersey for him, but he outgrew it, and my wife decided to give it away. As opposed to saving it for his sister. So neither one of them have any Eagles gear to wear. So I ordered him a Foles jersey for today. You know, it'll come in the mail. And then for Claire, I got her just a generic Eagles sweatshirt. Because I wanted to get her an Eagles, you know, like a girl shirt. But everything, even for little kids now, is made up to look so scandalous and risque. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't bother with that. But I found in the archives today, I found a calendar, an Eagles cheerleading calendar. Do you remember this story from a couple years ago? when we went to an Eagles game and the Eagles cheerleaders came by, and you know they sell that calendar for 20 bucks. And they do it with our sister station WIP. They sell the calendar for 20 bucks, and I bought the calendar, and one of the beautiful Eagles cheerleaders signed it for Patrick. Because I said to him, hey, buddy, take a picture with her, you know? And he would not. He was terrified of her. And he was 1.5 or maybe 2 at the time, you know? It was last year, so I guess he was 2. And he was so afraid of this gorgeous, gorgeous cheerleader. So she signed the yearbook, the calendar, and she said something to the equivalent of, dear Patrick, you're so cute. And years down the road, you're going to regret not hugging me today.
Exactly.
And I said, yeah. Exactly.
Give him 10 years, man.
Yeah. And I'm gonna save that calendar. I have it in a safe, Dawn, and I'm going to save it. And when my son is getting married someday, I'm going to read that at maybe his bachelor party or something like that. Maybe the rehearsal dinner, you know? Say, this is you've come a long way, bud. You've come a long way. So I decided to go with the Foles jersey over the Wentz jersey. You know why?
Why?
20 bucks cheaper. So I thought it was a good move to...
it's amazing.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's why I made...
What discount rack did you get that from? 20 bucks cheaper. It's your son, same. Man. Give him a car. I mean...
yeah. Is it like the real jersey?
Here's Randall Cunningham.
Okay, but Foles is also playing in the game this weekend,
yes,
right?
He is. So, you know, were there no Jeff Garcia jerseys available?
I didn't walk right into that one, huh?
Now, but today was Eagles Day, so the kids didn't have to wear their uniforms to school.
Oh, good.
So they have Wentz jerseys, so they wore their Wentz.
You guys splurged for the Wentz jerseys, right?
A while ago.
Of course, if they lose this game on Sunday, they're not going to. But if they lose this game on Sunday, then everything will go on clearance. But they're going to win, which is why I wanted to buy it today. And I said that to Bridget. I said, we have to buy the jerseys today because come Sunday after they win, everything's going to double and triple the prices. You know what I mean?
And you can't find it.
You can't find them. Exactly. So that's what I did there. And so that's what we have. We got going for us. The Ron Jaworski jersey, I got. That'd be nice. You know what I mean?
Second to last. We've only been in it twice, so it was Jaws and Donovan. I have my Donovan McNabb Super Bowl. I have like a jersey, like signed by him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. You should wear it on Monday.
All right, I will. I should have worn it today because maybe that would have been good luck.
Yes. Don't you know? Don't
superstitious.
You know? Yeah, I am
superstition. Definitely.
They should bring cans of purple spray paint. Oh, look, Cindy Webster's there.
Hi,
what
Cindy.
Does she have for me?
She's wearing her green.
Oh, is that for me?
She's bringing a jersey.
Really?
You can bring it into him.
Come here. Come on in. It's the Friday before the Eagles game. This is wonderful. Cindy Webster, of course, our marketing director for not only 1210, but also WIP. And now she's coming in the studio here. Hi, Cindy. How are you? Here, come on mic here. Let's grab that microphone and push that button. So I was just explaining, lamenting the fact that my kids don't have jerseys.
Well, this is for you, actually.
This is for me?
For tonight.
Aw, you're so thoughtful.
Because apparently you're being taught.
I am.
So, Fletcher Cox.
I love it. I love it.
I got a mini helmet for you.
Well, look at that. It's beautiful.
Yes. Did you get it on clearance?
So tonight I'm going to learn football. I'm going to be taught football by Spike Eskin, the program director at WIP. He's going to teach me football. Are you participating in this as well?
I'm not, but I will be watching it big time.
Because I'm ready to learn. You know what I mean?
I know you are.
I'm ready
for
this.
You got to FaceTime live this thing.
Now, this is a little bit... It's going to be Facebook Live. Is that right?
Oh, good.
That's an XL?
It's like a Fletcher Cox size. No,
it might be a little big on me. That's okay, though. I'll roll it up. You know what I mean? I'll tuck it in. It'll be fine. It'll be great. I love it. And a hat, too?
Yep, you're all...
Wow, Cindy, thank you.
Swagged
up, yes. Do I have to give this back?
Well, this you do.
That's a rental.
Although
all right, the jersey's
get you,
a rental.
But the rest is for you.
It's like a tux for a wedding.
Exactly. Well, I'll get you the right size.
She wants to get you the right size.
She wants to give me the right size. All right, that would be wonderful. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Awesome.
Cindy's a lifetime Eagles fan, born and raised here. I know you'd be watching the game with your parents wearing her retro, like Randall Cunningham green here.
I love it. You're going to be at the game, I presume, on Sunday,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
Cannot wait.
I know.
This is like amazing.
Well, listen, if you have any extra tickets, you know, feel free to.
do you know how many people have asked me that?
Like 1,000 at least?
Like about 500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Minnesota? of warning people about us. We're nice people here.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we're wonderful people.
We are.
Great fans.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of dog masks in the in the link, but other than that, we're nice.
Exactly. And the dog masks are, it's a sign of hospitality,
right.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. If they try to spray paint us purple, we're going to have a problem, though. Yeah.
Correct.
Dog you know might what I mean? Bite.
You have a prediction on the game?
Yeah, we're going to win.
score?
Yeah, we're going to score.
We're going to win by four.
Absolutely, we're going
to
score.
Oh, you really need to learn,
we're
going to
score by, yes, we're going to have several
home runs.
When the ball goes over the line.
Rich, and, how many points is a touchdown?
Six, Greg.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
Then, and then.
Are you talking 2-point conversion or an extra point,
there
Greg?
There we go.
All right.
Wow.
Huh?
Impressive.
Look at me. Thank you very much.
Go Birds.
Thank you very much. And we got a great kicker, that Jake guy, Jake Elliott. I'm very impressed with him. See
wow.
that?
Wow. He studied. You studied last night, didn't you?
Hang on one second.
He's got a cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah. And I think Wentz is going to have a great game on Sunday.
Oh, gosh.
Foles is going to have a great game.
Gosh.
Sorry, it was an old. I picked up an old piece of paper.
Wow.
Here,
so bad.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. All right, well, thank
go
you.
Go Birds.
You all right, go Birds. All right, wonderful. All right, so that'll be tonight after the show. We will Facebook Live I will learn football.
Yes.
My dream of becoming the morning show host on WIP when Angelo Cataldi retired.
Filling in for Angelo?
I'm coming one step
that
closer.
That would be funny.
You know what I mean? One step closer. That would be fun if we all moved downstairs to the morning show.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen, right?
They've heard this segment. They're like, nope, sorry, pass.
We have nothing to worry about, right? This has now been labeled the worst sports show in America second day in a row.
Definitely.
There are now people praying the Eagles lose just so I stop talking about this. All right, 855-839-1210, pound 1210 on a cell. Rich is in Beverly. He would like to weigh in on the Eagles fans. Yes, Rich, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I enjoy your show, and I agree with you so much of the time, but I completely disagree with you with the fans being nice at the football games.
Yeah?
There is a percentage of them that are real jerks.
True.
In the past, I've been there, and I'm not an Eagles fan. And if they are so nice, why do they have to beef up the police presence?
Well, you do that at big events. The Pope came to town. They beefed up the police presence. The Pope's a wonderful guy.
Well,
right? All those Catholics that showed up. Did you see how many cops were here for when the Pope's visit? It looked like the city was shut down. Right?
It was.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So, and the Pope's a sweetheart of a guy.
And didn't some fan get arrested for punching a police horse and then going after the officer?
There's nothing funny about that.
I was in Louisiana the beginning of this week, and I heard that story down there.
Not everybody,
bad apples.
Exactly, you know. Look, but Rich, but the warning that Minnesota travel agents are giving to people, they probably don't give that warning when people go to Cancun, Mexico. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I understand that's a little overboard.
It's overboard is right. If you want to warn police horses, I understand. What's that?
They have a reputation from past experiences.
Stop. They're scaring people. Come on. Everything's going to be fine here. Maybe somebody from Minnesota will get bit by a dog mask or something. But all right, Rich, any predictions on the game, on the sporting contest? What's your prediction?
I'm not an Eagles fan, and I'm really not a Vikings fan, so it doesn't matter.
All right, well then, why'd you call the show? Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
I was bored and I had nothing else to do.
Fair enough. That's a good point.
That's why we're all here.
That's why we're all here today.
Yes,
right.
We're here for you.
That's for your entertainment purposes. Not a problem. Thank you, Rich, in Beverly. We appreciate that. All right. That concludes the sports talk segment of the show today. Longer than I thought it would be.
We'll never go back to it.
Well, Rich got some goodies, though.
I know.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, after the show, Facebook Live. And we'll do it, and then I'll try to learn football. So try to learn football. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I saw Cindy's face light up when I said a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Her face lit up like a proud moment. Exactly.
And the fact that you knew the kicker.
Yeah, I did. So,
can you name
on.
Him again? Can you name him when you don't have that sheet in front of you?
Elliot Ness. Jake Elliot. Jake Elliot. Got it. All right, listen, we are going to get to, this is remarkable. Jim Acosta now, what he accuses of President Trump. And oh, wait until I share with you the hypocrisy of some Republicans who say, yeah, release the FISA memo. They should. But then they also want to renew the FISA Act without any changes. Come on. In this case, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, these guys have it right. Listen to them. It's time to reform that. I will give you more thoughts on that a little bit later. And Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, just has his first political test. Will he call on Bob Menendez to drop out of the race now that the Department of Justice has announced it is going to retry the Democrat for corruption, federal corruption charges? So, will the new governor of New Jersey, just 2 days on the job, step up and call for Bob Menendez to drop out? We're going to find out.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.